Hello?
Yes, hi. I guess I'm speaking with Bob Bowler.
Yeah, is this Ryan?
This is Ryan. Yes, how are you today?
Hey, I'm fine. How are you?
Right, that's great. I'm fine. Thank you for asking. Thank you for asking. Robert, I guess you were just speaking with me over the chat right now, and we were discussing about one of your books, and I guess speaking with over the phone was a good idea. So go ahead. I guess you have some questions for me?
Tell me how this marketing service works. I saw this kind of the set of steps that you mentioned. I'm not sure exactly what all of those mean, but can you give me a little 2-minute summary of kind of
Nope.
how you go about marketing a book?
I'd love to. Let's begin from the beginning, from the scratch, all right? Now, first of all, what is marketing? Marketing means that creating awareness of a certain book, all right? Now, when you say creating awareness, there are multiple ways that you can create awareness in the market if you are entering with a new book. Now, one of the ways that you can actually market your book, or one of the ways you can create awareness nowadays, which is very effective, is social media. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Make pages over there for the book, all right? Post every twice a week, all right? Make sure that you're interacting with new clients over there in reference to the book. I'm sure 10 people would have questions about what is the book all about, because it's a new book. No one knows about the author. No one knows about the story. So they would question you back and forth. And eventually you would see sales coming in from social media very quickly. Second medium or second mode of marketing could be that we can go ahead and create an author website for you, all right, and market that website on Google. That means bring up ranking of your website on Google, which automatically will bring up the ranking of your book. Make sense?
Yes.
Do you know what is
And
SEO?
why say that again?
Do you know what is SEO? Search engine optimization. What that is?
Yes, I do sort of vaguely. Yeah, I know that you there are ways to get your book to come up quicker on the in a search process. Yeah. One of my dilemmas is I've got about 3 different websites for different things, and so I have different websites mentioned in the book, kind of some of the books in one of the books on passing faith to your children. I've got a website for that. It's not really an author website, it's not sort of my name website. So I've
Is that your
not
name?
known whether that was a good idea or not.
Now,
So
is it
anyway,
your
all this
name?
to
You
say,
said that it's under your name. So it goes like Bob Bowler.com or maybe something like that.
no, I've got one called Creative Dash, no, Creative Christian Parenting.com.
Okay.
Creative Christian Parenting.com. For that one book, it's not doing much. Not much has happened with it, so it's not terribly useful in terms of selling the book.
Okay. What we can do for you is why, see, first of all, what is the reason of an author website? An author website is something that would give you information about the author, okay? If I'm a new author in the industry and if I'm writing books, all right, why would people actually go ahead and read my book, all right? What I've done so new about it? Who am I? All right, am I J.K. Rowling? If I've been writing Harry Potter or something? No, right? So for that, you need an author website so that you can have your own recognition, all right? People can learn who Bob is or who that specific author is, whoever is owning the book, whoever is the author of the book. So normally we create one author website, and eventually when you write books, all right, let's say you have 3, 4, 5, 7 books coming in later down the road, so each of them will go on your website. And of course, the job will start initially would start with print on demand that goes with Amazon, in which we would integrate your Amazon page with your website. So if someone is ordering your book, they will be able to order it directly from Amazon, ebook, paperback, and hardcover. But later on the road, the profits will be that you sell your own book on your own website. That's actually the profit, okay? Going ahead with just, I would say print on demand. Print on demand is just there with you for initial purposes, for initial push. right? If you're a new author, you don't know how to take care of the printing, you don't know what will be the feedback from the clients, you don't want to come up with big money, maybe. So that's the reason print on demand helps you. Eventually, when you become a good author, when you have your own market, when you have people who are following you, who are looking for you, who are looking after your new books coming up in the market, then you don't need anyone to go ahead and do the marketing for you because you already have your crowd lined up. So you just need to show them new things and they'll be ready to go and buy the book. For example, if I'm a J.K. Rowling fan, so I won't go ahead and read about J.K. Rowling back and forth. I would just put my eyes on Amazon, look for new books coming in that she's publishing. That's it.
Yeah, right, right. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Sure, okay.
This is what an
okay, so keep going.
Normally. And on that author website, what we do is we pull up your favorite keywords according to your industry, like, for example, according to the title of the book or maybe the genre of the book, and then market or maybe, you know, we call it SEO and do SEO on that specific keywords to bring up the ranking of your website. Now, if your website comes on the top as soon as I write the title of the book, that means I can see your book as well. So automatically, the ranking of your book is increasing. Make sense?
Yeah, okay, okay. Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
Along with
now,
it,
let me ask
on
you,
that, you just only need to go ahead and do SEO on the website. All right? There are multiple things that will be supporting the website to go and bring up the ranking. For example, there will be different articles that will be written on the book. All right, that would explain about the author, that would explain about what is coming up in the book. There will be different blogs that will be talking about the book. There will be different articles that will be published online that will be talking about the book. So there will be different things that we will have to perform in order to bring up the ranking of your website. It's not easy to go ahead and bring in organic leads. Right? It takes a lot of effort. So we'll go ahead and continue doing that effort until you become or until your website becomes that strong that it's showing up on the top ranking as soon as you put in anything. You put in Bob, you put in your title of the book, or you put in anything about the book or about the author and shows up on the first thing.
Yeah, okay. Okay, that's great. Okay, keep going.
Along with it, all right, SMS marketing, email marketing is a part of this as well. Email marketing means that there are a lot of thirsty readers out there looking for new books. So when they're looking for new books, they sign up on multiple platforms, on Amazon, on Baby Books, on Lulu Publishing, on multiple platforms that if you have new books coming in, keep us in touch. So when we send emails to those people, when we do email marketing around those people, we see a lot of conversions from there as well. You would see a lot of sales coming in from there as well. And then we have generic SMS marketing that we send to almost every type of person out there. Least number of sales could be expected from SMS marketing, but is one of the platforms that you can use as well to promote your book. So when you do a combination of all these services together, SMS, email, social media, SEO, articles, blog, so the juice of that, the results of that, all right, is quite impressive. All right, you would see maybe 200, 300 sales coming in from email marketing, maybe 500 to 600 sales coming in from social media, maybe 500 to 600 sales coming in from SEO, maybe 100 to 200 sales coming in from SMS. Eventually, at the end of the day, it brings a good number of sales. If you're even crossing 2, 3, 5,000 copies and you're selling that in a month, you are sitting in positive. You are making your profits anyhow.
Yeah, right, sure, yeah.
And this is a process that we will continue because marketing, it's not that you initiate the marketing today and you will see results coming in right then and there. It's not like that. There's a complete science. There's a complete working on back end. Marketing collateral gets created first. Accordingly, marketing is performed. And then eventually you see results day by day. You would see improvement day by day. One day you might see two people coming up to you. The next day you might see four people coming up to you asking for the book. So that's how it increases gradually.
Yeah, okay. So how much effort from my end as an author has to go into this in terms of, like, how many hours per week do I need to spend on this? If maybe that's not the way to ask it. But
maybe
so
2 hours a week maximum. All right. Your job would be to keep in communication with us. That's it. All right. Just approve. Just look at what we are writing. Tell us you're working in the right direction. For example, if I'm writing author's bio, I'll share that with you first, right, that this is what I'm writing about you. So you would review that, you would tell us you're working in the right direction, and accordingly on your approval, on basis of that, on basis of your approval, we would post that author's bio. Makes sense? So at every point of time, whatsoever we are creating for you, let's say we are creating social media pages, all right? So once they are up in life, we will discuss that with you. How do you feel these pages look like? What type of pictures or banners do you have in mind that should go on the book or that should go on the page? So that will be discussed with you. So each part, each thing that we'll be doing with you, we'll discuss that with you. This is what we are doing. That's how we are doing. What do you think? Is it effective? Do you want changes in it? Once you approve it, it will be done according to your requirements.
That's good. What's the just what's what are sort of the costs for a startup package on this?
Normally, what we charge is according to the number of services that you're looking after. All right. If you're looking only for a specific marketing, let's say you don't want to go for a complete combination of everything. You're saying that, you're good with social media marketing for now. So if you go with that only, it would cost you $2,500 for 90 days. That includes social media marketing, articles, and blogs as well. That means we would write articles for you, blogs for you, post them every twice a week. And same thing we'll do for the social media. Create pages for you, create banners for you, create interactive posts every second day, and of course, post them twice a week. And then if
In
you go
terms of
for,
creating,
yeah,
okay, keep
sorry.
going.
And if you go for more, let's say you go for our startup marketing is for $6,500. That includes creation of your author website. All right, that means we would create an author website under your name. We would buy the domain for you. We would buy the hosting for you. We would design the website for you, put it on Google, SEO optimize the website with the content of it. Because, of course, if we are creating a website, we need to write about the author. We need to write content on the website. So everything will be taken care of from our end. So we'll go and design that for you. Accordingly, our marketers will sit together. They will discuss the keywords. They will go ahead and provide them to you. This is what we are about to do. And once you approve it, they will start the SEO job right then and there. And then we'll email and SMS as well. So startup comes with social media marketing, blogs, articles, SEO, SMS, and email marketing. So it's a combination of all the marketing platforms together, where if you start with this, I can maybe go ahead and tell you would see at least 500 to 700 trends coming in the first 40 days as soon as the marketing begins.
So where would I, where would you, so where would a typical start be? Just start with that, for somebody that's not, doesn't have big bucks to put in into this, but wants to start up in a way that'll,
I was about to
moderately
ask you
pay
this
for
question.
itself.
I was about to ask you this question. See, every client, I've got clients over here who have started with $12,000 with elite marketing packages. All right. So I've got clients over here who initiate with basic packages only as well. It completely depends on you, on your requirements, on your need for this project. All right. If you have good funds, you have good number of funds to invest in it, and you think that yes, this could be a great book ahead, which I think it could be as well at the very same point of time. So I would recommend you start with the starter package. But if you are short with funds and you just want to give it a start just to see that you're getting good results, you're getting good feedback from the clients, or maybe this book is actually sounding interesting to your readers, if you just want to see this out, so I'll recommend you to go for the basic for now and upgrade it later down the road. Once you see some results coming in, once you see some sales coming in, you can upgrade it to the starter package right then and
Yeah,
there.
so the basic is the $2,500.
Basic is for the $2,500, indeed.
I tell you, I've got to run. Can you is there a follow-up number you can give me where I can talk to you or someone else about
Sure,
this?
you can call me back on the same number that I'm calling you from.
Give me that number.
Sure,
Ryan
sure.
Chase.
This is Ryan Chase, indeed. Ryan,
Yeah.
space Chase.
Okay.
That's the name. And you want to have the landline number or you want to have the cell phone? The cell phone number goes like 224-419-4670. So anytime if you want to text in or you want to call in and not able to get a hold of me, cell phone is the best thing. And if you want to note down the
Okay.
landline, it goes like 218-300-9400.
Okay. Okay.
Extension 717.
Okay, great. Okay. Well, let me look at your website a little bit, and again, I've got to run, but I appreciate the information, and we'll
do you mind me asking
see
you
where
a
to go from here. Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Now, just to be frank, you know, just to be very honest, you know.
Okay, I tell you what, Ryan, I do have to run, but let me call you back on this.
Okay, sure, no problem.
Okay.
I'll be
okay, thanks. Okay, bye.